everyone, and welcome to This Week in Lies, the show where we try to reverse party political spin, expose bad journalism, and have a laugh, because if we didn't, we'd probably cry. Joining me today are my usual co-presenters, Adam.
Hello.
And David.
Hello.
Right, guys. Adam, Fish, in his long-standing feud with...
beef.
Yeah, his radio beef that he has prepared a short prose.
It's not prose, it would be more a poem, to be honest.
Over to you.
Get on with it, son.
Send you a poem of hate.
This man, I think he's just going to he's going to cower in fear once he's heard this, to be honest. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to make you look like a clown. I called you out and you weren't there after you wrote that filth with so little care. After the politeness you eschewed, you'll be eating through tubes. That's right, I'll mess you up. Come to my fountain of whoop-ass and take a sup. Will I see you, you bloody coward? Come take your punishment, like a man named Howard. To surmise, meet me outside. I'll take a punt. That I'll raid down on you, you dirty little...
Cheers, mate. That's fine. Yeah. You can tell he's an English student. It was beautifully composed.
Is he called Howard?
We don't know.
It'd be funny if it was. Anyway, should we get on with the show?
If we have to. Well, after that beautiful prose, I don't think I can continue. I'm awestruck. All right.
Wordsworth Mark II.
Yeah, definitely. So the first story of the week is something that you guys found about South Korean troops, and they've taken to target practicing with more unconventional targets.
Yeah, you could say that. They're shooting at Kim Jong Il pictures, which the South Korean government has said, you know, we're not going to condone it or say that everyone should, but it's up to their own troops what they want to shoot at, and then kind of gone... But we don't care if they want to shoot at it.
But really you should maybe stop shooting at them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The word maybe in that statement kind of just goes, we don't care at all. So.
And it's a tense time for inter-Korean relation. But has there ever not been a tense time for inter-Korea relationships?
Not really.
Have you seen Team America?
I have.
That doesn't feature South Korea at any point, though.
It's the West.
It maybe doesn't. I don't know. Does it even say it features North Korea? Or is it just...
Well, it has Kim Jong-il.
Yeah. Yummy fat Dara.
That's definitely North Korea.
Is that all you want to say about that? That's just our intro story, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, next story.
Boing, boing! That's all I'm going to say about this.
Because it's the Arab Spring.
Oh, great link.
Boing. Yeah, doesn't matter. So good for you.
Tell us about this Syria and this Arab Spring.
Well... I think it's one of them where only me and Fish reading this story would just facepalm ultimately at what people have been doing. Mm. But like Egypt and Libya, of what's been going on there, it's the
Bahrain
same.
Bahrain
as well, and Yemen, which we'll talk about later. There's the Syrian Democratic Revolution. There's pressure on President Bashar al-Assad.
Ooh, well said.
Got it out there. With a protest calling for the downfall of his government and for new, fresh elections.
The proper elections, I guess.
Well, elections which aren't rigged, you know.
Or have people outside with guns telling you which way to vote.
Yeah, but today's Children's Friday as well, apparently, because they're commemorating the a 13-year-old child who was killed last week, and his corpse was dismembered in an interesting way, say that, and given back to his family.
At least they gave him back, you know. Mm. And you can't say they're not very nice people. They at least took
something to remember him by.
Yeah.
And Human Rights Watch.
Well, yeah. The Daraa government, where all of this uprising started in Syria, is pretty much just being smacked over the head repeatedly.
This is the country where they're just like, if you're protesting, you're getting tortured and shocked in electrotherapy.
Well, the Syrian Office for Human Rights have said that 1,113 civilians have been killed so far.
Wow.
Which is quite a lot.
Yeah. It's only been going on for, 2 weeks proper now?
That's
the
ridiculous.
Average crowd of, an Accrington-Stanley game.
So every 2 weeks, Accrington-Stanley's fan base is wiped out. Just think about that.
I'm quite happy. I don't like Accrington-Stanley.
Are you saying you don't like Syrians either?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
You said. and the Icelandic.
I'm not a racist, David.
But, yeah, the UN haven't actually intervened or look like they're going to intervene for any reason.
Wonder why. It's that old oil thing again.
Well, it could be about that, Ben, but that would be quite a cynical point of view to...
Controversial point of view.
Very controversial.
But Obama's changed his stance. He's now supporting the protesters by going, we support you.
We don't like dictators anymore.
Yeah.
They don't give us stuff.
When they're not giving us cheap oil.
That's why they have to invade, but they're not going to invade at the moment. They're just, well, to quote the American spokesman for what is going on in Libya, it's not a war or a conflict, it's a kinetic military operation.
That's amazing.
As opposed to a completely, like, standstill.
Yeah, where they're just firing at each other from trenches, you know. It's kinetic, there's things moving. That seems like a great way to downplay a war, kinetic military operation.
I think they're just trying not to be hated by, like, every Arab country there is. They're trying to say, we're not trying to invade all of you, just some of you who have oil.
Just some.
Just some. Stop playing the game.
If we're honest, it's probably like the intro to Have I Got News For You, where George Bush just threw a dart at a map and chose which country to invade. That's how it seems.
But we do still have Yemen as well, or Syria 2.0, or the Ajax Youth Academy for Terrorists.
Why Ajax? Have you got something against the Dutch?
Oh, no, Ajax have a really good youth academy, don't they?
The Dutchish.
Yes, Ben.
I won't make that gaffe again.
But, well, what did we read before we actually came out first? Their president is either...
He is either dead or about to hold a press conference after being hit by a rocket. Well, not actually hit by a rocket. His house was hit by a rocket.
Either way, it'll be impressive if he holds that press conference.
Mm. Right. It'd be interesting if he was just sat there, like, dead.
Just with the flag sort of singed behind him from the rocket attack and just, like...
Half his face falling off.
Ali Abdul Saleh, what do you have to say on this?
Very little, yeah. Because he's dead.
Yeah. He was a man of few words.
Yeah. And there was a street battle raging on Thursday in Sana'a, is that how we pronounce it? Well, there we are. But official state TV reported that there was no fighting.
No, there was no fighting. People were shopping.
Yeah.
That's the actual
and
official
line.
And
the bins and things going through windows was not looting.
No. It's just such, you know, a battle to get stuff that they just tore each other apart.
Yeah.
Brought guns.
Apparently 41 people have been killed, but this is unconfirmed reports. This is coming from Reuters, from people they've spoke to. But when they've actually asked the Yemenese government spokesman, no one's died. No one died today. Not even of illness. No one in Yemen died.
No one.
But, yeah.
No one.
Yeah, you can lie, but at least lie convincingly.
Oh, yes. At least say, you know, some people died of illnesses.
Well, I don't think Yemen's government knows what's actually going on.
It's far too hot. I just want to say, for the record, it's really hot and my voice is really dry, and that's why I keep silencing my
microphone. It's not hot in here, though.
I have to
take air conditioning. Really bad. I feel like the air conditioning's getting to me.
I have to keep drinking water because I'm hungover.
Yep.
Never going
I'm trying to get into my house at 2:30 in the morning, but whatever.
Only a cup of tea.
Yeah. So, any more on Yemen?
Yeah, just keep a lookout for Yemen in the news.
Well, whilst we've not really got through much, so we can just see that story that we just saw on the way in.
Oh, this is
which
brilliant.
Was that our Ministry of Defence, or some branch of the Ministry of Defence, has decided to take down Al-Qaeda websites, but instead of just take them down completely, remove the bomb-making instructions, and instead add cake-baking instructions.
Well... You always want a party to be a boom, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, God. You just wrote that on the spot. But basically, I just think it would be really amazing, really galling as a terrorist if you get these plans off the internet and just execute a perfect lemon cheesecake. Get it out and you're like, why is it not going?
Standing in the middle of a square, death to the West!
So well, it's not exploded, but it tastes delicious.
Yeah, the perfect chocolate fudge cake, sir.
So on the subject of the Middle East and how hot it is today, we thought we'd bring you a song by The Strokes. If Adam can even find it
I'll find
on
the song, right.
Because he forgot to write down what order he put the songs in.
Can I just say a message?
Yeah.
Tom's messaged in. Hmm. He's asked Dave, are you threatening to take this lad out on a date or a fight? It was hard to tell from your little poem. Would you like to just confirm that?
I think he... Well, I was threatening to take him out in a sort of hitman sense.
So he wants to take him to the Friary. So if you are listening, whoever it is, you've got a date. Oof.
A bomb in the toilet for him.
So we're talking about Libya, Jordan, Qatar, Sweden, the United Arab Emirates, and Morocco joining operations against Libya.
Yes. Well, Libya haven't joined.
But they're all bullying Libya, like a schoolyard fight.
Not bullying, I would say. I kind of think it's the little kids picking on the bully who's, you know, been attacking his own family.
And so, in oil minister news, Shukri Ghanem has come out again and said, no, I'm definitely not on holiday and I'm definitely not on a business trip. I have defected to the rebels.
No, this is what's even better, right? He's the new oil minister. He was oil minister for 2 days and then left.
Good lad.
So, Gaddafi has come out with exactly the same response. It's not even thought of something psychotically new to bring up.
Yeah, he's done a Peter Kay, written one thing and just repeated it over and over and over.
Ooh, he's calling out Peter Kay this week.
To be honest, I agree with him there. Yeah. My mum and dad went to watch him, he's awful. But anyway.
The views of Adam Haynes do not reflect that of Bill Rigg FM.
Yeah, come on, Michael McIntyre.
There are other comedians available.
Who are awful, but anyway. Can I just say this?
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Shukri Ghanem's come out and said that he wants to work to unite himself with the choice of the young Libyans to fight for a democratic country. Then it took him 2 months to realise that he wants to do that, but, you know, sometimes wake up in the morning.
And again, Gaddafi went, no, he's on a business trip to OPEC this week.
he's really not.
He's trapped under a floorboard. just unlucky.
There's not even an OPEC meeting this week.
He just made one up. It was like, well, he's making his own OPEC meeting.
He's sitting in a Starbucks.
Yeah, only we've been invited.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, that's the US military spokesman. It's brilliant, that quote of kinetic warfare. It's class.
Kinetic military operations. That has got to be a great piece of spin, and that's what we try and reverse here.
Yeah.
We reverse the spin.
Do you want to say it backwards?
Operations, no. that wouldn't make sense, Adam. That would not be reversing.
Well, the funny thing about what's going on in Libya is that Gaddafi's now resorted to being quite childish in how he tries to fight the war against the rebels, because he got a guy to just throw a grenade at a building.
just at the wall.
You think, oh, you know, that could have gone off and it could have killed a lot of people. The guy didn't take the pin out of it. So, it's kind of just going, yeah, I don't like you, and then throwing it and then running away. It's just like...
Essentially just throwing a brick, then.
Essentially, yeah. That's all he's done, but Gaddafi's pretty much running out of money, and, well, it's not going to last much longer.
He's running out of luck.
NATO have said that they're going to start targeting where he could possibly be.
And they've already done that, though.
Well, they can't say they're targeting him, but they're allowed to say they're allowed to start targeting where he could possibly be, which I don't understand where the difference is, but...
No.
Because it's, maybe they just say they're destroying safe houses, but oops, he was inside it.
So unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, good old Gaddafi. I'll miss him when he's gone. We only have Chavez then.
Ahmadinejad as well, yeah, even though he's a bit wobbly.
Well, he could be going, yeah.
Even though he is in the drought that is Iran, forced by European rain machines.
He's just thirsty.
Yeah.
That's why he steals the entire country's oil. Someone send him a bottle of water.
Hosni Mubarak?
Oh, good old Hosni.
Big Hos?
Well.
The H unit.
Big HM.
He's going on trial on the 3rd of August.
Yeah.
With his sons. But they're charged with corruption and premeditated murder, which they made up this charge of premeditated murder after he went so they could get him on it and then said, oh, there's a death penalty for it.
Funny that.
The funny coincidence of Egyptian justice.
Aye. But they still haven't had democratic elections. The army is still in control of the country.
Right.
But
so he may well be found guilty. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Probably. It's like Saddam Hussein was never going to, even though it was a fair trial, really.
I think he had a cracking defence. Personally, he wasn't there.
Just stood up. Well, Saddam Hussein had a pretty good defence. He just stood and shouted at the judge for 40 minutes.
He did.
And proceeded to say, "I'm too ill to stand trial." Shouted at the judge a bit more, and then
that
got
old chestnut, the Mladic defence.
Yeah,
it's Mladic.
He says, I can't remember what he said the charges were.
They're I thought like Mubarak was also
frivolous
saying
charges against him, or something like that, of war crimes.
Mubarak says now he can't get out of bed on his own and he's clinically depressed because he's no longer dictator of Egypt.
That's actually what he said. Yeah. He is actually depressed because he doesn't see a point in life anymore.
Because he's like, not commanding.
Because he can't take it away from other people.
Because because he's not commanding the life of other people. Oh, he's just sad and angry.
We can give you a further update on the Yemen president. Now, do you think he's dead or not?
I'm going to say, because I can see the computer, probably not. Maybe we should talk while Adam surfs.
Is he alive?
Why does it... Sorry, I've just clicked on the cricket.
See, this is the problem with Adam.
It's the computer.
Everything's always the computer, Adam. But the whole thing... Do you not think that... I was thinking this, but Gaddafi looks like sort of a mix between MC Hammer and like Sir Mix-a-Lot, but if they were on like a lot of drugs, that
if
is
they
what
had
Gaddafi.
Like a Michael Jackson facelift.
Yeah.
And squash together.
Yeah, because he's always wearing those shades as well, and it's just like, what are you doing?
It just needs like ridiculously baggy pants now.
Yeah, and he would be MC Hammer. Seriously, he would.
Would he really?
But Adam's got a story on Yemen again.
This is brilliant.
Slightly hurt.
He's slightly hurt.
He's grazed his knee. Running away.
The guy who's been, you know, trying to kill him for like the last week or so, they said, oh no, it wasn't me, but I didn't not do it as well. I don't
what?
Know. I think that's the Mossad excuse.
I didn't not do it. That means he did it. It's a double negative.
It's kind of like the Mossad of we can neither confirm or deny that we were involved.
Yeah, we can neither confirm nor deny. That we launched the missile.
The US has said that violence should stop.
Yeah. Well done.
But it
well
also
done.
Says that President
Ali
Abdullah Saleh has been slightly hurt in an attack on a mosque in his compound. So yeah, he's either, you know, grazed his knee, grazed his elbow, maybe, you know, a slight paper cut. Because that's what I would describe as slightly hurt. Yeah.
David Cameron's apparently told him to stop being so silly. Yeah, sit in the corner.
Calm down here.
It's only a commercial.
Well, the thing is about this is that officials have reported this fighting in Sanaa, but they're still saying that, oh no, there's not a street fight going on. So just apparently someone just randomly walked in and just fired a rocket propelled grenade at a mosque.
It's just a bit of a ruckus.
A bit of whiff waff causing trouble on the streets.
Whiff waff means ping pong.
Whiff waff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it started off as. Whiff waff.
Well,
play it on the table.
There's this week in lies giving you some one new thing to learn every day.
Yeah, for our own host.
Are we going to go to another song now before we just painfully dry out this section?
Can I just slightly.
Yes, go ahead. That's a good story.
In China, a teenager has sold one of his kidneys for an iPad 2. Let that sink in. A teenager has sold one of his kidneys to get an iPad 2.
Be very careful. Where you go.
Oh, what a name. His name is Little Zeng. That's brilliant. But he told a local TV station that he'd arranged the sale of his kidney over the internet.
I mean, you can buy anything on eBay these days. There are other auction sites available. That ruins the jokes every time. Oh well.
Yeah, it does.
But he got paid $3,000.
Is that it? For a kidney?
For a kidney? It's
I know a Ukrainian fellow who'd do double that at least.
Especially a Ukrainian nurse as well.
But with the cash though, he also bought a laptop as well as an iPad, so he maybe got good value for money. Let's hope.
Maybe.
Which, what? They only noticed that there was a deep red scar on his body.
And he came in with new computers.
She needs to start looking after her kids.
How did he get on his own to go to a doctor? Right, okay, here's the point of this story. What doctor would just cut his kidney out for no reason? He just goes, you know what, doctor, I don't want my kidney anymore. It's like, over here, that wouldn't fly. You wouldn't be able to walk down to your GP and just say, can I have my kidney cut
out,
please?
Well, it is China.
Yeah, and there is also the point that a couple of years ago there was a scandal where they were killing people on death row who...
Body snatching.
Well, essentially just robbing their organs and going, oh yeah, they were on death row though, but they were charged with assault and then let off.
Okay.
So, you know, it's always good,
good old China.
Smooth transitions.
Right. Now, for the next section, everyone, you can have a vote on who gets to present it. You can either have Mr. David Fisher, who's been running this section for 14 years and never been, you know, alleged corruption, or you can have Ben, who's trying to take over, but you know, so you've got to have a vote. So let's just
I've also
vote.
Never been bribed. Yes. Never.
So let's just see what they say. I mean, what's that, Ben? You're dropping out on corruption charges.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to have a vote. You can either have fish or fish.
I think it's got... I think what swayed it for me is that I think it should be fish. I think he's the better candidate for the job.
And in no way because he's, you know, managed to get rid of some charges from you.
In no way because I have been bribed and then told to get out.
Yeah. No way I've been alleged to have done exactly the same things. But I will.
Anyone know what we're talking about?
I believe it's FIFA and good old FIFA.
FIFA corrupt. Next you'll be saying Uganda's homophobic.
Oh, thank you, Peter Kay.
No, I'm just going to turn your microphone off now. All right, yeah. David, because of last week's fiasco with NHS, I'm going to silence our microphones until you have finished speaking. Go.
Oh, you see. Thank you, Ben.
Right, yeah. It's no problem. I'm stopping now.
Yeah, okay. FIFA with their one-man election. They're looking at the ballot papers, just seeing Joseph S. Blatter on it is quite, well, depressing for any football fans, to be honest. His deputy, Julio Grandona, has said that our press publishes lies, mainly because we're still bitter that one of our people didn't become head in 1976. Yeah.
It's a deep wound that has never healed.
Yeah.
Never.
It's strange that he was sticking up for a Brazilian in that when he's Argentinian, but oh well. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, yeah, everything we said is untrue, and that's why Panorama and the Sunday Times' investigations led to convictions, but, you know, obviously not on the evidence they based.
That's just circumstantial.
Obviously.
Coincidence.
And Sepp Blatter has been deeply hurt by this. It's quite distressing to see him in this way. He said... Our head of the FA, David Bernstein, he said before all his allegations, he said, it gives me no pleasure to say this. And Sepp said, so why did he say it then? And it's just, how could he say such hurtful things about such a great man? He's never been accused of anything in his life.
Sepp Blatter is a good person. He is a saint. Yeah.
But really, he's sort of like somebody out of The Wire. He's sort of like Stringer Bell. Like, you know... He's obviously guilty, but you're never going to pin it on him. It's sort of nothing ever goes through him.
Obviously, that's just a joke, allegation.
An allegation. Yeah.
Unfounded, completely unfounded.
He's still got to sort out his Secretary General as well, who is Jerome Velker, who said he sent an email saying that Qatar had bought the World Cup, but later said he was the author of it. But he is denied accusing Qatar of corruption, only buying the World Cup.
How are those two not linked?
I don't know. Clearly it's just the way FIFA roll, to be honest.
That's a lot of cash.
I don't know if that's... No one else knows, but that's always been the case, that you buy the World Cup. I don't know if anyone... I'm doing shifty eyes right now, because I imagine that's what Sepp Blatter looked like when he tried to defend that one.
Next year,
it's always been that way, is it? Yeah.
Next year, McDonald's are hosting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, but other fast food outlets are available.
Yeah. To put it in a bit of perspective, a certainly scummy tabloid paper compared him directly to Gaddafi, which I think may be a bit too far, to be honest, because Blatter may have presided over what you could say is a like top-level corporate fraud, considering how much money goes through FIFA, but he's not really like oppressed the human rights of the English FA. He's not locked them up for 60 days.
Yet.
He's not murdered his own people yet.
You don't know that.
He's just maybe murdering football.
Yeah. The thing is, how could Blatter ever be the head of FIFA? Just, how did someone who's A, never played football and only watched it as a child and then kind of fell out of love with it?
I suggest Dean Windass.
Dean Windass. He can't even speak.
He's got his head screwed on. That or maybe like
Alan Sugar.
Yeah.
No.
No, God no.
He wants to become FA chair, doesn't he?
Oh,
he actually does. He spent time on the board at Tottenham and said it was a complete waste of time and money.
It's but essentially like our version of Donald Trump, but just less rich.
Yeah.
And as annoying.
Mm,
I don't know if anyone follows him on Twitter or the social networking sites are available. But all he does is seem to just give banter to Piers Morgan all day. That's generally, he doesn't have a job anymore. He just bants at Piers Morgan.
I'll just say, for Piers Morgan, if you're making Rio Ferdinand look good in an argument, you're doing something horrifically wrong.
It's called the lack of IQ.
Well, no, he's clearly not that stupid. It's just teaser.
Which person?
Piers Morgan.
It's Piers Morgan. If he was intelligent, he wouldn't exist.
I really don't know how that works. Well, it doesn't matter. We'll just move on.
He would have imploded for sheer ridiculousness.
Okay. Have you got anything more to add about FIFA Fish?
Just a general summation
of the problem.
It's just go and cry in a corner for a while.
So the general summation is Sepp Blatter is maybe corrupt.
Oh, breaking news from Mr. Jack Lovat. Hmm. Thanks for that text, mate. Paddy Power have just issued odds on who gets kicked out first for corruption / human rights abusers, Gaddafi or Blatter.
That's a great
I think
show.
We're well into Gaddafi, to be honest. Got to move quickly for Blatter.
£15 on Blatter, personally.
What are the odds on Blatter?
I don't know. He just told us the odds.
To be honest, I think I would put my money on Gaddafi going first.
Or maybe, like, they'll swap jobs. Could you imagine Gaddafi as head of FIFA and Blatter, like, ruling Libya?
What are his credentials? Yeah, didn't you know Gaddafi once played for the Libyan national team?
Aye, he played for Shrewsbury Town. He's a good left back. Yeah. Got up and down the line quite quickly.
He's got a mental left foot on him. It's from 40 yards.
Mm. Took no prisoners on the field either.
And I mean, over 10 yards, there isn't a player faster than Gaddafi.
He was like a rocket propelled grenade. He's brilliant. Oh, God.
Right.
I feel ashamed of myself. So, and you should as well.
Are we going to go with the Daily Mail story of the day?
Fish, could you say the famous quote that quite a lot of Daily Mail people say?
Oh, about the Human Rights Brigade.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was imagined... Can I just cut you off there?
Sorry.
Yeah, I was imagined when people go, oh, the Human Rights Brigade, if they were, like, put in prison and then let off, they go, no, put me back in. Nothing to tame for long enough.
But I feel like I don't need these human rights.
There's a very evil-looking person called Peter Hitchens, who, if you do look at his blog on Daily Mail...
Oh, my God.
He's quite scary.
Yeah. He's also a spectacular word.
Is that a photo fit or a real person?
I'm not sure.
It looks like something that the Met would release. The views of myself do not reflect Bayer again.
Apparently, the human rights are a threat to free speech, and the Human Rights Brigade have never been clearer since the breathtaking attempt.
I'm putting my hand up here, like a student in a classroom. Isn't free speech a human right?
Yeah, but you would have to be hypocritical when you write for the Daily Mail.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
God, come on.
Sorry.
Apparently, there's a breathtaking attempt by the judges to gag the reporting of Parliament. What sort of mind comes up with these tyrannical ideas? And I'm quoting Peter Hitchens there, nearly said something else. He says it seems an acceptable price to pay for covering up the misdeeds of nauseatingly rich celebrities. That human rights judges instinctively loathe proper British liberty.
Oh, yeah. They're renowned for it, aren't they?
Do you know who I blame for this? The EU. Definitely the EU.
Bloody EU.
Oh, God.
With their human rights.
I think it could possibly be somehow relating to travellers as well, and maybe how they're just squatting in mansions
and lowering the house price of such said mansion.
And maybe how, there's an immigrant family who are on, benefits of £8 million a week. These could all be causes. Adam's nearly crying in the corner. God.
Apparently the Human Rights Brigade are bloodthirsty, ruthless revolutionaries. What? Who are now being used to give our own left-wing elite the power to override 1,000 years of tradition, national independence and freedom in the name of something that sounds noble but is in fact sordid and ugly.
I can imagine the human rights people who support it just going on a revolution, just like, we'll lock you up but only for 24 hours if we can't prove anything.
Yeah, because it's your human right.
Apparently, human rights sidelines Christianity. Just let that one sink in. Marriage reduced to the level of any other sexual relationship, Britain being pressed to adapt to immigrants rather than the other way round, extreme feminism imposed on workplaces, schools compelled to readmit troublemaking pupils, human rights will all be involved. This man either really needed a hug when he was younger or just
does not understand basic concepts.
Or has never actually understood what...
He doesn't understand what human rights actually are, because half of the stuff that he says that they're supposedly doing is, yes...
Political correctness, yes. Allegedly.
Apparently our Human Rights Act was forced upon us by the EU. Didn't it go through our parliament?
Yeah.
Didn't we have our own human rights?
Yes. Mm. I just like the funny thing about these kind of newspapers is to just kind of selectively forget parts of history to, like, make their view valid.
It is quite interesting, to be honest.
It's just, well, this thing, it snuck up on us. It's not like we voted in it. Oh, wait, no, we did vote it in. Oh dear. Well, I'll just write the blog anyway because, you know, I've sunk 2 hours into this piece of just get it up.
2 hours.
Honestly.
I'm guessing about 2 minutes, to be honest.
The sad thing is that we say that we know that the internet's running out of space. This could be doing something much more productive. This could be hosting a decent website.
Apparently, you know? Cameron and Obama, instead of caring about the barbecue that they had the other day, should be fighting the Human Rights Brigade. Isn't that what Gaddafi is doing? Like, Ali Bashar al-Assad, he's like the Daily Mail hero fighting human rights. Mm.
Should we just sort of do what he says, Peter Hitchens, and take away human rights and then just lock him up for being stupid?
For being an idiot. Because I guarantee if you locked him up, the first thing he would come crying about is that it's his right to not be locked up. Mm. And it's like, well, I'm sorry.
Apparently the liberal press... are attacking the Daily Mail's right of freedom of speech because, to sum up an entire two paragraphs, because reading this is making me feel like I want to die, that apparently the liberal press is attacking the Daily Mail because the Daily Mail are right and they know it.
It's not like the Daily Mail attack anyone ever, is it?
It's not like I have an article back at home of the Daily Mail blaming the Polish for Italians coming over to take
It's not like the Daily Mail insinuated that someone's grandfather was a Nazi and thus the Euro was a bad thing. God. And why have we not been invited to Eurozone meetings?
This is disgraceful. I would like to just say, though, there are other ridiculous right-wing newspapers out
there. Yes, and I think that's enough of the Daily Mail because I do like my brain cells.
there's even a picture of a woman called Eurosceptic. That doesn't even make sense.
They're making the joke about septic. It's ingenious.
Yeah, but it's from the Daily Mail. So
and ladies and gentlemen, the word Euro has the E replaced with a picture of the Euro.
Oh, Jesus. Such detail.
How can you get away from the, you know, just... enough. And I'm calling an end to it.
Can I say one more thing?
Go.
Apparently Britain wouldn't be ruled by the Human Rights Brigade in 1950 when we had the war spirit and we knew what Britain wanted.
Well, no, we had the war spirit in 1950.
Wait. Now we are just the slaves to the Euromasters. How do they pre... What? Are these people actually real? Like, do they actually exist, or is this a...
No, I think what the Daily Mail is, it's a computer that just puts random words in sentences, and then it just gets angry about it, and then writes a blog about, like, you know, nappies, for example, would just be one word that would fall out of it, and how it's oppressive to babies or something, you know.
Well,
I guarantee it's just a computer that just spurges out random names, and they just get angry about it for the week.
If you do agree with Peter Hitchens' point of view, you can buy his great books such as The Rage Against God, The Cameron Delusion, which sounds like a film, The Abolition of Britain, and The Abolition of Liberty, and The Decline and Order of Justice in England.
Riveting. Enough.
Yeah. Can we go on to Sri Lanka?
Let's have some light news.
How is that light?
I know. No, let's not have light news. Let's have some real news.
Yeah. Wow. We're going back to the old when's a genocide, not a genocide, when it's a door.
Well, I forgot about that. It's when it's a jar, actually.
Yeah, but you said a door.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Well, like we said in the first week about the Sri Lankan genocide, waiting for the UN report, the UN have now issued a report accusing the Sri Lankan government of genocide, but in a kind of a... I'm taking my football and going home stance that the Sri Lankan government's come up with.
My tea's ready.
Pretty much. They've said that if the Sri Lankan government is said that their actions are labelled as genocide in this report, that they will no longer recognise any UN agencies. Yeah, that's pretty childish. Pretty childish.
Yeah, plus no aid for them.
Well,
so, you know, it's another mass killing on the way.
And I thought Sri Lanka was just good at cricket.
Way!
They weren't last week.
Nah.
There was a mass killing of their batting order last week.
Brian Lara.
He makes my joke.
Yeah.
smooth. See, no, I think that was smooth.
It wasn't, there was a little delay. Little delay, like.
Can't message. Have silence on the radio.
Read it out.
My dad's messaged in with The Week in Lies. Excellent show. We're class boys. And it's Radio 1 apparently for us next.
We appreciate that.
Cheers, Dad.
Don't know if Radio 1 has a listenership that would appreciate our subtle humour.
They'll change it.
Subtle humour indeed.
We'll become corporate sellouts and just present a show about indie music.
Oh.
4 to 6 Tuesdays, Phil. I gave you a little plug there, don't worry about it.
Wow, that is really low.
I have control over your microphone, you forget that.
That's really low. Seriously, that's
that was
really
unbelievably
low.
Good.
Me and Dave, I'm just going to high-five Dave right now in the studio. Yes. Okay.
Do you know what, Ben? You're an absolute massive.
Yes, thank you. E. coli.
We'll say about the actual story first before.
Do you want to just go with your pun nights? This is the situation, ladies and gentlemen, is that David and Adam absolutely love puns.
They're brilliant.
And you can tell by the sound of my voice that I also love them so much. And I can't wait for them to
It's why it's got capital letters. Like
you wrote that. I didn't write that. Right, where are you going first? Are we going to talk about the story properly?
Yeah, for a bit.
Alright, well, basically, what everyone knows the story is that there's been a German outbreak in like, a lot of, like, cucumbers especially, but just generally in vegetables from the continent they've got this new form of, like, E. coli, which makes people very, very ill. And you are not to eat them. Don't eat them. It's about 1,500 people have been infected, 17 have died from it, and they said it was thought to be from Spanish cucumbers originally.
Yeah. I reckon it's a small poxy disease, though, really. Apparently, they were going to... the doctors were supposed to have treated it quicker, but they've become besotted with a Swedish... well-known Swedish actress. You could say they've got scarlet fever. The Chancellor is quite glad it doesn't affect animals, though, especially not her prized fish. Especially her favourite one, salmonella.
See, that's a pun on the word salmon.
Yeah. Salmonella?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thanks for explaining that to me, because...
Some people have also got ill from eating in a London restaurant. They've been eating a typhoid.
Typhoid. No, what it is that the same letters. A couple of the same letters, you know, just throw it out there. This is terrible. Yeah. We're not coming back next week.
When have puns ever been not terrible?
Well, apparently they said it puts you into sort of state of trance, like if you're watching Jeff Boycott batting, and apparently they asked him about it, and he says, "E. coli, me a boring batsman. I was just doing my job." And anyway, it puts them into a state of listeria.
Oh my god!
Just get out, honestly. Just get out, because
that's
they're also hoping that it doesn't affect German winger Marco Marin, who is apparently a target for Liverpool. Andy Carroll said, "I hope he's not affected. I was hoping he could loop us in some crosses next year."
Oh, God. Yeah, whoever's in the studio next to us has just put a sign up saying, "Not sure if he likes it."
But anyway, yeah, it'd be silly to continue from here.
Oh, just get out, honestly.
Oh, come on, that was brilliant. We wrote that one yesterday. But
yeah, we're finished now.
Well, yeah, we're finished. Our career.
What do you call a hungry Russian? Nikolai.
Why is he... It's not hungry. You got it off the internet and then you did it wrong.
I don't care. Oh, God.
Right, so what were your guys' predictions last week? That's like the last thing. We really are limping home with that pun run because that was terrible. That was utterly terrible.
Well, we've got the issue that Fish predicted the actual Champions League score right and got the first two scores.
Are we seriously?
Yeah, he did.
Did you put a bet on it, Fish?
I did.
No. Did you win?
Yeah.
Good lad. But so what else did what did you predict exactly?
No, I predicted 3-1.
Yeah.
Did I get the times right? Because I just shouted out some random times.
I thought you said 26.
I know. I said 3-0 last week, didn't I?
No, you said 3-1. You said Pedro would score first and then Messi, and they did.
Did I say Villa for the last one as well?
I can't remember if you said or not.
Maybe I did.
But apparently, Fish, you need to stop ruining the show. Let it finish with pride.
From Sheriff Officer.
Sheriff Officer T.J. Hooker.
Yeah. Fish, that was your only prediction. What was your other prediction? Can you remember?
I cannot remember.
I'm gonna put a line there and write what your guys' predictions are so that this part of the show isn't redundant and just a time waster. So, Adam, your predictions for the week?
What, you want them now?
Well, I presume that's why you'd written predictions.
My prediction for the week is that Alex Ferguson is going to be sacked and it's going to be revealed that he's actually Margaret Thatcher.
Okay, Fergie sacked. Ben. Actually.
Ben, are you going next?
Margaret Thatcher.
It is true.
I've actually written it.
I know, but it's actually true.
My prediction for the week is that the E. coli scare will go away mysteriously and as quickly as it appeared.
And you'll give me that 10 of it, you owe me.
Yeah.
Meh.
Of course.
Fish.
I think that the OPEC meeting next week will go really well. One man in a room playing football manager.
The former oil minister.
Just looking up stuff on Google to come back to Gaddafi with.
Off of a very random note for OPEC, when they sell...
Oh, this is my statistic.
Oh, all right then, go on.
Go ahead.
To produce and transport a barrel of oil, which is often, well, at the moment is sold for an average of $110, it costs them two to produce and transport.
What, two hundred or just two?
$2.
$2.
And we're paying $110 a barrel?
Yeah, just because of pure speculation.
So, future buying and things like that, yeah.
If you wanted to sum up what was wrong in the world with capitalism,
yeah.
It's a little microcosm.
When Bin Laden got shot, the price of oil went down as well. It's an interesting fact, right? And all the American markets went up.
Yep. A good way to end the show because, well, we do kind of have to stop. But so we've got our predictions. Adam's is just stupid.
It's true. Seriously, it's true. It's going to happen.
Mine was definitely serious.
Switch that off. Seriously. This is a professional radio station.
It's my contacts.
Okay. So we've got, like, 5 seconds. So we'll be back again next week, 5 till 6. Give us a listen. Thanks very much for
listen to...
Press it. Thank you.
Right.
See, now you're late and now the man's going to talk over us.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you very much. See you later.
I hate you, Ben.